Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, look, it's us. It's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast, number 264. 264, a very lucky number.
Sure.
So if you want to like it and subscribe to it, why not? We'd appreciate you. We're getting professional pictures done, which I don't care for that. I don't like pictures of myself, and I don't know how I feel about pictures of you, honestly.
Well, I still want to take one because the pictures that are out there of me, I don't think I have my beard or my glasses, and it's not me at all, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, but that was the good you. That's the you that I remember. When I think back, when I'm trying to go to sleep at night, and I think back on the good days, that's the you I think about, and I just cry.
Yeah, well, I think why you're crying is that you can see my chin, and it's terrifying.
Nah, you got a good chin, man. You're like Batman or something over there.
No.
But yeah, they're doing the professional pictures, which reminds me, people who listen to podcasts really like it when there's a video of the podcast happening. Like, for instance, we'd have a camera on me talking now and a camera on you listening, and I don't think anybody in the world wants to see that.
It's a whole level of production that I'm not really looking to do.
Well, it's not just that. It's like, who really wants to see that? I mean, I don't look in the mirror because I know what I'm going to see.
I'll watch some podcasts because of some of the stuff that they do is like this, they'll play video clips and stuff like that. But we're just here talking. It'd be like the snooziest video ever.
Nah, man. Tons of them do that. They're just sitting there talking and there's videos.
Well, I think that's super exciting. But
don't worry.
I want to know if they're going to bring in... Do we get to pose in the tree? Are they going to make us do the thing where if I put my fist on my chin and then but turn your head all the way one way, but turn your body all the way the other way?
Backed up against the tree with your arms crossed or leaning across a picket fence. Those are good ones.
Can you and I, can we do like a prom photo?
Ooh,
where I'm holding you and then you're holding me?
Prom photo would be good. Or we could do like one of those JCPenney family portraits.
Yes.
Where you're sitting on my lap in your little suit. or we get somebody to be the Easter Bunny. Look, we can't stop now.
We have the hot dog suit.
Do we own the bunny suit or is that gone?
We don't own the bunny suit.
But we do have the hot dog suit.
The hot dog we own. Okay. And God knows what shape it's in now.
Yeah.
The poor thing's stuffed in a box.
I wonder what it smells like in that thing now.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, it hadn't been worn in a long time.
Barely worn.
Did you guys ever find the gloves? I bought special gloves for that thing and y'all lost them immediately.
Did not lose the gloves. I'm very angry at that. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Last known picture, though, you're the one wearing them, so.
Oh, horseradish.
Yeah.
You can't very well have a hot dog without gloves, can you?
And that's what takes me out of this, is my human hands, or it's distracting.
Oh, man. So, have you heard this term, boomer asking?
Okay, only because I keep seeing the article come up on when I'm looking at stories and stuff, and I keep skipping immediately past it.
It doesn't have anything to do with the boomer generation. It's not like, okay, boomer. It's like a boomerang. Boomer asking is when you ask somebody a question only so you can talk about yourself. Like, for instance, hey, Maddie.
Yes.
Have you had any floods at your house?
No, I haven't had any floods at my house. Have you?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you this for an hour and a half. See, there's a boomer ask.
Thank you.
Do you ever do that? I don't think I do that.
No. No, I mean.
Maybe you do?
I'm not really. No, I'm not. No, because I'm not really big on that whole idea of like trying to dominate a conversation or really like feel like I need to get my two cents in a lot of times. Like, I'm actually perfectly fine if somebody else is running the entire show.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
It's because all we do is talk. So it is kind of nice when you get into a conversation with somebody and you don't have to drive that thing.
Let them go, man.
Sure.
I'm all for that. I hang back. It's like one of my mottos in my last marriage was do not engage. If we were out at a social thing, don't start. Do not engage. Don't start it up.
This is what I love. I love how much time we spend together and how much in my personal life I think of you. When I was with my family in Florida, I thought of that thing because you would always say going into meetings, like, don't ask any questions. Let's get in. Let's get out of this thing. And so, like, God forbid if I did have a question, you'd shoot me a look like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
My sister kept, like, my family was like, let's have a family talk. And so, and I was like, all right, you know, like, I kind of knew it was coming, but she kept being like, it wouldn't stop. The conversation wouldn't end. And I felt like she was saying the same thing time and time again. I was like, oh my God, we've already said it.
Well, is she, I don't know the answer, obviously. Is she somebody who needs attention? Does she not get enough attention? Is she starved for it?
No, I think it was just, We were having some big life conversations when I was in Florida with my family. So I think, but she just kept, I'm like, I feel like we covered this. And she would like bring something up again. And I'd be like, oh my God, we've said it already.
Well, the thing, you in meetings before we came to this agreement, it wasn't just asking questions. It was volunteering asides. and then an aside from the aside. Like, that reminds me of one time back in, and I'm falling in the floor. I'm spinning into the floor like Rumpelstiltskin, never to be seen again in my dream.
Which would be nice.
But yeah, the boomer asking. I know people who do it. I know people who will say something, and when you respond, they're not even listening because they're waiting for you to stop talking so they can start.
Yeah, I mean, there are some of those too. No, that's not really the same as like if someone says, you know, how was your day? And you're like, it's fine. How was yours? And then they're like, well, like, does that count?
I guess it could.
Because I think your example was better because it's like, you know, for a fact that you have a story about a house flooding.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, hey, Maddie, I have a question for you.
Yes. Yeah. Sean. Yes. What's your question?
Have you found any real cool Three Stooges memorabilia lately?
I haven't. Have you?
Well, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
I can tell you a few things about some stuff. There's a here's an aside.
Okay.
Speaking of memorabilia, there's a friend of the show, actually one of Charlie's good friends, whose mom dated Elvis.
That's
and
crazy.
And she's got a pile of pictures, some of them signed by Elvis, full name, signature on these candid pictures that have never been published, never been seen outside of this family and friends. And there's, I don't remember the exact number. There's several pictures of him with her, him with other groups. This was when he was doing, I think, Follow That Dream in the 60s down in Florida. And there's pictures where he bought boats for him and his buddies.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that's what he did.
Just to pal around on?
Yeah, just to hang around on. Can you imagine? He just felt like, hey, we should all have boats. One time he bought them all places to live. They started a ranch up the road from Graceland on the right, way up in Mississippi there on the same road. But he bought everybody a place to live out there, cabins and stuff.
It's like entourage. It's like, I wish, why can't any of my friends be that guy?
Right?
I would be the best hanger-on ever.
No doubt.
Like, I would be so cool. I would do stuff like, again, referencing Entourage, which is, of course, a very timely reference.
Mm.
But, I mean, like, I could be Turtle. I'll drive your cars.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take care of your house.
Of course.
I'll cook your meals. Like
Cliff
Johnny
Booth.
Bob.
Cliff Booth is another good example of a guy who likes to drive the car just to be in the scene. Cliff Booth. You know who Cliff Booth is?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, man.
So she's got all these pictures of Elvis, and she's got nobody to leave them to. And she had Charlie get in touch with me about, you know, where can I sell these? Is there a place online to sell these? So I asked her details about it and this and that. I still haven't seen them, but I told her, do not sell these online. Don't sell these on eBay or anything like that. I gave her the names of some auction houses that I've dealt with, like, you know, Nate Sanders.
Sure, sure.
R&R Auctions, you know.
R&R.
That one. Heritage Auctions, you know those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I know all of these.
And then I was like, you know what? I think you got the makings for a book here, because the story, and I'm not telling too much because you don't know who it is. Her mom was, I think, 16 or 17, and Elvis was 26 at the time. And she said her mom didn't really, you know, share a lot about that because she thinks that the age thing might have made her feel weird about it. And then she said, well, wasn't Priscilla 16 when they were dating? I was like, actually, she was 14.
Yeah, it was a lot younger.
Eesh.
You know, I want to say times are different. But
that's what I said. But I was like, that doesn't make it okay. No, times were different, I guess.
It's not great.
No.
But that is, you know, it's fascinating because there's always that case of you wonder if there's some story where, you know, like a family member would come out with saying, you know, like some amazing brush with, you know, being fame or whatever.
Yeah.
I keep waiting to find some cool famous memorabilia or something in my family's crap, but
yeah.
As far as I know, nothing.
It kind of makes me sad that she's selling these. Like, if I was her, I'd at least keep some of that stuff. And she said she's got tons of negatives from the time when all the pictures were taken.
And these, no positives?
These are unpublished, never before seen pictures. So just that alone, I'd buy a book with that in it.
But that's the thing. It's like, and I think that's what's cool is that, like, people know enough in the circle. Like, she knew to ask Charlie, who Charlie was like, oh, I know who you got to talk to because you know how this all works.
Yeah.
But I think the average person, like, wouldn't know what to do with it and how to handle it. Or the other thing is, too, it's like if she's, you know, that idea of not having anyone to pass them down to,
yeah,
it's like, well, then what do I do?
I'll take them.
Well, I know you will.
The thing about it is, these are real autographs, not having seen them, but knowing their provenance, I believe that these are real autographs. If you go online and look for an Elvis autograph to buy, I bet you 99 out of 100 are fakes. It's just the people who are making the fakes don't even know what it's supposed to look like. It's so frustrating.
Did I tell you the thing? Remember when I was talking about the Asquatch at the antique place?
Yeah.
Okay. So that same booth had this whole Bruce Lee shadow box thing.
Ooh.
I think I was talking to her about it. So part of it was, so it was like a Bruce Lee, it was a picture of Bruce Lee, like a, like not an actual one, but like a, like kind of like a cool postery version.
Okay.
And it had like a couple throwing stars and a nunchucks and then an autograph, like on a piece of white paper, kind of centered in, yeah, like a kind of a, but it said it was like Bruce Lee with facsimile autograph.
Ah.
And I was like,
at least they told you.
But that's a thing that people, yeah, sell.
Absolutely.
It was like, and that was $300. I'm like,
oh no, that's a ripoff.
I know.
But yeah, but as long as they tell you and you know what you're getting as a facsimile, that's okay. But if they're selling it to you as if it's authentic.
Because I thought it was super cool until I read it a couple times. I even asked my sister, I'm like, am I reading this right? This isn't real, is it?
Right.
She's like, no. So I'm like, I'm basically paying $300 for a Bruce Lee shadow box with a cool set of nunchucks and a couple throwing stars.
I busted a lady years and years and years ago when eBay was still fairly new. She had a page where she sold autographs, and she had great names. I mean, there was a W.C. Fields, there was a Johnny Carson, there was a Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi is a very desirable autograph, the original Dracula. W.C. Fields didn't live a long time to sign a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, these look too good. And she would sell it. It's like a clip of the autograph with a little picture, and they're in a little frame, probably like a 5x7-ish type,
okay,
of thing. So I bought one just to see what I was getting because I was so mad at her. And it comes, and it's clearly brand new paper, W.C. Fields, or I bought three, actually.
Oh, my God.
But the Bela Lugosi, it looked like a good autograph, but it was written in like Sharpie, which didn't exist, and it was on a new piece of paper. So I wrote her back, and I was like, hey, I just want you to know that I know you're selling fake autographs. This is way too clean. There's no way this is real. She responded with, I don't buy dirty autographs. I didn't think anybody would want dirty old scraps in their collection. I said, well, my issue is you're selling these saying that they're real when they're obviously fake and you know they're fake. And she was like, I don't know what you want from me.
Wait, no one wants some dirty old authentic piece
right.
of crap.
So later on, she puts up some, she goes away for a little while. She puts up some more stuff and I click on it and I go, and I'm like, ha ha ha, great fake autograph. And she said, please read the description. And it said facsimile autograph.
Nah.
So she changed it up. But yeah, you know, in proving my point, I was a sucker and bought three fake autographs that I still have, but I know they're fake and I would never sell them.
I love that you went that far with it.
I told her, I feel the need in this community to protect this thing we have.
And that's it, is that that's how strongly you feel about that, which is, I mean, I wish there was more people like you instead of the ones where it is like, yeah, I got this sweet, you know, Abraham Lincoln Sharpie autograph baseball.
Yeah. George Washington on a football or something.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to think what would be like, hey, wait, George Washington autographed this dollar bill.
There was a guy who was selling fake Elvis stuff at a rapid pace too, and it was so obviously fake. And they just get away with it and get away with it and get away with it, man. And you can buy good feedback. You can pay more to not have it show up when people call you out on your stuff being forgeries.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
But that's, you know, and unfortunately, and I think that's part of why the too good to be true idea of why people get fall for scams all the time and why they file for, you know, like the get rich quick thing.
Sure.
And it's that idea, like, to a point, I've seen it with like looking for certain like records or whatever like that. Like I remember looking for the specific record, and every other example I'd seen had been in the hundreds of dollars. And then I found one. It was like actually affordable. It's like 50 or 60.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And then the more I read the description again, it was like a
fake.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a fake, but it was like a bootleg.
Yeah.
So it's like someone took the CD and burned it and then pressed it onto vinyl. So it wasn't an authentic original pressing,
that's
but it was
fake.
Like, yeah,
that's a fake.
So I have one of those now because I still wanted it.
Yeah,
I was like, I still wanted a copy.
That's pretty cool. So are you a loud sneezer or can you control yourself?
No, I'm brutal. I'm terrifying to people.
I've never heard you sneeze that I can think of.
Oh, I do it, you know, every once in a while, but I've had a couple. I mean, I scare my family. And I can't help it. I don't know why. It's like everyone sneezes different. Like I know my wife, if she sneezes once, I have to wait. And she usually sneezes in twos. And if I say bless you too soon, she gets mad at me because I stole her sneeze.
Oh my God.
That is an entire dynamic
of
my relationship.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm usually a 3 to 7 sneezer at a time.
Wow.
If I do one, I'm doing a bunch. And if I'm alone, I'll go ahead and do the full body sneeze and get that loud roar out of it. But I can control it. If I'm someplace where there's people around, I don't need that attention like you do. I don't need to make a giant noise so everybody looks at me and says, bless you.
I don't do it for the accolades. I just do it because I have to do it.
I think it's the same thing as loud yawning. I think, you know, you can
really
control that. Yeah.
Well,
there's a way to do it, too. A person can engage their throat muscles during the expulsion part of the sneeze. And you can change and modify the sound that way. They say, think about it as the difference in an exhale as a sigh or a song. See
wow,
what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on.
Thank you. Thank you so
good.
Much.
It was a very good example.
I hope we don't get in trouble for that song being on the podcast.
Yeah, no, that was copywritten.
But some people love the full body sneeze, like they won't not do it because they say it feels good, like tingling in my face.
Oh, I don't always agree. I mean, I think sometimes even it hurts me. But it's funny because I was reading this and it was talking about, yeah, that whole thing about relaxing your vocal cords. And
yeah.
Now, sneezing into the elbow, like I don't like what's that word? Extrude or like I don't like when I blow it out, I'm like, I'm not like aiming at anybody. I try to be respectful, but there are some times where I let it fly. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe when I'm in the room by myself, I'll let it go, but it's so loud that it, it scares people in other rooms. It startles them.
Yeah, but like if you're at the grocery store, you know, we don't have a lot of elevator time around here, but you're in an elevator, you can't help but to sneeze. You're not going to do one of those shotgun blasts.
All right. You know what? You're right. Because I think that is, God, in any time in public, thank you, COVID, because anytime you have a cough and a sneeze, although there was,
looks.
When I was in the airport, man, this woman was coughing and coughing and coughing. She even had a mask on, but then took the mask down to complain about because our flight was late. And then, you know, more coughing. So I'd got up and moved. I was like, I'm done. Like, I made a whole scenario with this whole cough.
Yeah. I don't want to be in your wake. My daughter said that she said this a couple times, that a dude sneezed in school and she had to walk through it and she could smell his sneeze. Isn't that weird to say? But wait, I get it.
She is so your kid. Because I've burped before, I think, and you've been like, damn, I'm walking through that.
Yeah.
Gee, come on, man.
You did that the other day, and I didn't say anything. I just held my breath for a long time.
You're welcome.
I don't say anything anymore because I feel like it's just picking, you know?
No, it's fine.
You know, but the thing is,
I think, you know, but that's the only way I'm going to learn is by shame.
You know better. That's the whole thing. You know better, but you still do it. So why would I waste my breath now? This is what, 20 years later.
I know, but sometimes it's a good one. I can't help it. I was raised that way. We were a burping family.
Gross.
It started with my grandfather. He's the one, he would teach us how to burp the alphabet.
Y'all are just some
burping.
Some
farting.
Rude Yankees is what it is. No offense.
No offense. None taken.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
So do you have videotapes laying around your house that you don't have anything to play them on? And have you thought about sending them off to something like Legacy Box?
No, are you back on that again?
I'm scared to death. And the thing is...
What if you do a test run? Like, don't send them all at once. Like, send one. Like, find one that's maybe not the most precious of your memories and see how it goes.
I'll just send them some old unlabeled VHS tape and see what happens. What the hell? Oh, I don't know. I think mine. I don't know where that came from.
I must have returned the wrong movie.
But the thing is, I'm scared to death of sending them off. And then here's something that I've thought about more than twice when considering sending these off. Because I've got tons of video of my daughter. I used to document a lot of her life. And they're hilarious. It's from when she was a toddler, little baby up to toddler. And then something happened and the camera went away. I don't know. But one of them was when I used to go to her preschool and I would help out in the class and read to them or, you know, play with them, whatever. So I'm up there filming the kids doing some routine on the left side of the room. And from the right side of the room, a kid walks into the frame with no pants on who just came out of the bathroom and needed help. So that's on that video. If I send that thing to Legacy Box completely innocent, I did not do anything on purpose. The kid walked into the shot and I quickly was like, oh my God, and went away. Does that ping me on some kind of list? And do I have to register on some kind of registry? You know what I'm saying?
That really is an interesting predicament because it's like, look, everything up to this moment was cute and adorable.
Yeah.
I can't help that a pantless child Winnie the Pooh'd himself in there.
And, you know, that's great. I'm sure a lot of people have a similar story, and theirs may or may not be true. Mine definitely is. And further, I don't know what tape it is out of the 10, 15 tapes.
And you don't have a way to...
Have any way to preview it.
You know, I do still have... I ended up getting a VHS player.
Yeah.
So I have that. But, you know, I remember helping... My wife was trying to figure out how to get the videos off of her camcorder, and it's one of those ones that it was on a disc, I think. It was a different kind. I can't remember what kind
Weird.
It was.
Weird. These are the little bitty tapes from the camcorder.
Right. I mean...
So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's... Listen, I'm just going to tell you, on one of these many tapes, there's a part...
I thought about that, because I thought about preemptively saying, look, I would like for you to edit something out when you get to it, because it's, you know...
Yeah, it makes
weird.
Me feel funny.
It makes me feel weird, and I wish it would have never happened, but I didn't know how to erase it at the time, and there was stuff going on. I don't know.
What if it was, you know, and what do they do in the situation where, what if it was, like, it's like a bunch of old, like... You know, back in the day when your parents would film you in the bathtub or something, like,
right.
Oh, look at this adorable video of my kid taking a bath.
Right.
So then you send it off to this person and you're converting, like, does that count as some sort of sketchy video?
This is a hell of a good question. This
oh
is
my
exactly
God.
What I'm saying.
There was, on the surface, this is kind of a just, you know, a guy threw away a bunch of, like, really not cool videos
okay.
in a dumpster. And then a bunch of homeless people were dumpster diving and found it. And turned it in, called the police because they said, this is not cool.
Oh, wow.
And the guy got busted because he'd also thrown away his personal info with it. But isn't that the craziest thing? Like someone dumpster diving who's at this point in their life, like even they were like, no, this is not cool.
Well, I'm glad he got busted if it was.
I know.
You know?
But I read that story and I was like, that is crazy that they were like, with everything else in your life. And then to say, oh, no, nuh-uh. And I love that. I mean, it just goes to show. It's like everyone's in different points of their life. But I saw that and I was like, good. I'm glad that guy got busted.
So I don't know which is the fear that's preventing me from doing it more, losing the tapes or, going to prison.
No, it's probably, knowing you, it's probably more losing the tapes because it's like that sense of sending them away. You don't have control over them. Like you would rather have the tapes and not be able to watch them than risk sending them and having something happen. So I still think you should do a test run and see how it goes.
My sister has a Legacy Box sitting in her closet that she's never used because she has the same fear, not of a naked kid, but of never getting the tapes back. I have a cassette of my grandmother talking, riding in the car, telling stories. And my mom gave it, she found it and gave it to me one Christmas. I've never played it because I don't want it to break.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's so funny about how everyone's talking about cassettes are coming back as, you know, the popular thing to play music on. And I'm like, dude, that's sketchy as hell. No, I mean, even if the tape was fine, you put it in the wrong tape player and it's like,
oh yeah,
all of a sudden you're like, your grandmother's telling the sweet story and then
stretches out and rolls around the whatever it's
called.
Next
thing
you
know, you're doing surgery and her story jumps around, gets all... It's just like when I was taping In the Air Tonight off the radio.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I loved it. And then it got stuck in the tape player. And then there's like part where the song warbles and then skips. Yeah.
Speaking of stuff out there that's kind of weird and scary to people, 23andMe has gone bankrupt and they're selling it. And along with selling 23andMe, they're selling all of your DNA information.
You see, that's the part that it's one thing if I'm like my personal info, but it's just straight up DNA.
What the hell does that matter to you? If somebody's got your DNA, what does that matter? What are they going to do with that could
clone
ever possibly? Good. I need one. Let's speed that thing up. Give it some Miracle-Gro and get it the hell in here. What's the hold up?
I need new me's kidneys. I need this.
Yes. But no, seriously, I don't understand why anyone would be concerned unless they have something to hide. Why do you care? Like, I'd rather them have my DNA than my bank account number all the day, you know? And I'm not going to delete it. All these articles, all these news stories saying 23andMe is being sold and they have your DNA. Here's how to delete your account. I'm not going to do that.
I think this jumps in. It's the same idea as like we've seen too many movies. I think it is the cloning idea. I think it's like something about that they could reproduce you.
Good.
Which I hear what you're saying. I did see too, though, that when they announced it, I guess it was Monday, and then Monday night, the website crashed because of everybody going in to
deleting it,
to delete and request to delete, which you can do. If you contact the website, they are obligated to.
Well, it's easy to do.
Oh, well, they say, again, they say that, but this company's going bankrupt. Do you think they're really taking all the strides and efforts to make sure they properly...
They destroy all the ones that people delete the account is what they say. And it's really easy to do. You go into My Info, My Account, Delete Account, confirm you delete it, and that's really it.
Yeah, but I still say then your DNA is still probably sitting on a slide somewhere.
It just doesn't matter at all. And the thing about it is, I've got to print out my report. If this thing is going to go away... Because it's the confirmation that I'm a little bit Italian and a little bit West African. And the other ones do a different slice of DNA. Like if you go to Ancestry or whatever, it doesn't have the same lineup in there. It doesn't go as deep as... That's why I love 23andMe. It found stuff in there that Ancestry did not, but they might.
It told you what you wanted to hear.
Yes. So then that's the correct one. But... The other ones are always updating and upgrading their technology, so they might come along and realize the truth. But until then, 23andMe is my legit. That's my card, man.
That's your card into the Italian-American Society.
Damn straight. I'm going to hold on to that.
Look, man, if anything, you just show them some pictures of your cooking, and they should let you in anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Look, no one loves that cuisine. Look, you know what you do? If someone is like, you know, like if you have to have, are you Italian test? Mm. Just show them your prowess at eating garlic.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, never mind. This guy is in.
Or show them, you know, making a Sunday sauce from a big bag of fresh tomatoes until the very end when it's so thick that your spoon will stand up in the middle of the sauce.
I'll show them a picture of your face when I do that. See? That face.
That's offensive. That's offensive to like one 64th of me.
I saw a picture. I was looking at stuff to share for social media, and it was a picture of a cat. And it was like, this cat is getting ready to say something in Italian because it was kind of hunched over and it has a little kitty paw. And it's kind of like its hand. Like, I don't know what you do with its little paw. It's like, that's Italian.
Great. You and your racist cat.
I know.
Appreciate it.
Oh, you're shopping.
I'm not caught up on White Lotus yet. I saw the one after the guy exposed his area with the little robe on.
It was barely unnecessary to the scene, too. It was really that he was like super kind of hungover, and he was just sitting there with a robe open.
He was drunk and on pills, is what
was. Mostly pills. Yeah, well, it's the pill lorazepam.
Yeah,
which is now the hot drug thanks to White Lotus.
But yeah, he's wearing nothing but a robe. But I think the whole thing was to show that he's off the rails. He's not he's not in control of himself, and he's embarrassing the hell out of his kids at every turn when he does that. But somebody out in the world asked him in an interview. Maybe it was Gail King. I think it was Gail.
Yeah,
said, was that real or was it prosthetic? And he got all offended by that. He's like, do you ask naked what's-her-face from that movie? Do you ask her if that was real? And then he had to come back and say, hey, look, guys, seriously, I'm sorry about that. Women have been objectified forever. I was JK, you know?
So did he answer?
No, he did not answer.
Well, I think the thing is that a lot of times, or in certain situations, like famously, Wahlberg in Boogie Nights, that was a prosthetic.
And so was...
So when there is a male exposure, that sometimes they will do that, because I guess to make it show up on camera.
Huey Lewis famously had one.
Huey Lewis did?
Yeah, he was peeing on a dead body and didn't know it. And it was a Robert Altman movie, and right now I can't remember the name of it. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Well,
what was the movie Huey Lewis peed on a dead body? Let's see if we get it.
Yeah, it. So I am now...
Shortcuts.
I am now
Shortcuts
up to date.
Shortcuts was the movie. Huh. How about that?
So Huey Lewis is... all the Huey Lewis and the News are in that one?
Yeah, but the News was fake. And it was because he couldn't... You can't pee on cue take after take after take, peeing on a dead body. You got to have a fake news.
Not unless it's real.
What, the body?
Yeah.
God. All right.
No, so what I like about the show, and this is what I've liked about the show from the past couple seasons, is it makes you, it's that point where it starts to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And the next episode will make you feel very uncomfortable. I promise you.
Well, shoot, the one where they were all like on drugs, doing ecstasy or whatever at that big sweaty party.
Yeah.
I hated that so much.
Okay, well, get ready. It gets more uncomfortable. But,
oh, my God. That was gross.
Yeah. No, it gets grosser. But
dang.
I am really into that show. Like, I've always really liked... I just like how they do it. It's like no one's really awesome. Like, everyone's kind of got a little bit of kind of taint on them.
Everybody's
except
flawed.
Except for that sweet British girl with her giant teeth. Oh, I love her so much.
Nah, she was cheating on Walt Goggins.
No, she wasn't. She did not.
Yes, she did.
No, she was very good.
She kissed a girl. Hey, look, these are all kind of spoilers we're doing here. But I never saw the first season. I saw a little bit of the second.
The Italian season.
Which I liked a lot.
Because you're part Italian.
With very, very little, but hey, it counts.
Yeah.
The other thing, while we're talking about HBO shows... Gemstones is back.
Okay, so I finally, I made it 2/3 through an episode.
Of which season?
Of Gemstones, season one. I started at the beginning.
Oh.
And I have to just get myself into that mindset that I'm going to have to do some grinding to get.
Oh, it's so good.
Not grinding and like, I don't like this show.
No, you just got to stick with it.
But yeah, no, but I got a lot of ground to cover. I mean, we're on season four, is that it, you said?
Yeah.
So, but it was funny. I can already tell. Danny McBride is a genius.
Love him.
He's
fantastic. Such a genius. And the first episode of the new season kind of sets up everything all the way back.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you any more than that other than, what's his face? Bradley Cooper plays this guy and just... is incredible in it. It's not funny. This episode isn't funny at all.
No.
It's a setup of everything, and it takes place during the Civil War.
Oh, wow.
And the depiction of the soldiers and their plight and the battlefield, and it was the best I've ever seen in my life. And Danny McBride directed it. It was good.
It's funny because he is very good at, like, kind of, I mean, the best way I can say it without sounding but still sounding dumb, is like crass kind of humor. He's so good at that, but then there's certain stuff that's like...
Oh, he's an artist.
What was the one? Is it This Is the End?
I don't know.
Or it's the one where they play themselves and then like...
Oh, yeah, the End of the World. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is himself and he's all drugged out and he won't die. Like, he keeps showing up.
Yeah, he ends up with Channing Tatum as a gimp.
Yeah. All right, we're about to wrap it up, but what do you think? Who are you pulling for? It's Duke and Arizona tomorrow night.
I'm fine with Duke on that one, but I've decided that since I was pulling for VCU to go all the way and BYU, who beat them, is still in it, I think that counts.
Ugh.
No, I know. Well, look, I'm not a fan of anything other than the fact that they were still in it. But yeah, I guess I'll say go Duke.
Just for
Hey, is Ole Miss... I know that they're kind of in the ACC. Are they in the ACC in basketball?
I don't think so.
Do you have any clue?
No, I don't have any clue.
That's so confusing.
Still think Duke's going to do the whole thing. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We're going to do some phone calls at some point. So call us at 336-373-0987 anytime you want and say anything you want. We appreciate your brutal honesty in telling us the things that we do and say wrong. We need it because we're not going to be able to do better. unless we hear what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, like say you burp and loudly in the hallway and your coworker walks through and has to hold his breath but doesn't want to say anything because you don't know any.
Ruining my life. Also, listen to us on the radio anytime on the Odyssey app. Click on the little Simon thing on there. We do a Bet You Won't Play It Friday in a couple days. It's going to be great. That's a request show. Do we want to do a final thought or not?
Wait, I kind of had one.
Let's hear it then. This is great. I love waiting.
George Washington. Oh, I just said I was going to see if you still want my George Washington signed dollar bill.
I waited for that.
Okay. I mean, they can't all be gems.
Next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.